I'm going to leave you with another track from Bleeding Hearts, who won last night's Shindig competition Battle of the Bands at the Railway Club. Until next week, I hope you all stay warm, that you stay dry. I hope the weather persists. However, I am not crossing my fingers at this point. And I sincerely hope that you'll join me back here again next week on The Arts Report on CITR 101.9 FM. Have a great night.
Homeward Angel by Lynn Crosby for Farrah Fawcett. I drink the cold black tea and Fatima holds the cup with her left hand. I watch her fingers as she swirls the flowered enamel. They are long roots clutching a peeled bulb, crossed like plastic scissors with a jeweled fulcrum. She collects rings. They shine on her hands and toes. One is a gold filigreed heart that hinges open to show a secret casket. She keeps rat poison in there and lumps of blue drain powder. Sometimes it is like a band of lizards are creeping from her batwing sleeve. Leashed with bright collars, skimming coffee jars and milk jugs, dusting them with pollen. I have seen lesions on the manager's lips and faint spots bleach his angry face. She is killing him, she says, with 100 swords. They clang in their small menace when she drops the cup to the table. She sees a crown in the tea leaves. 4 spires in a broad band. It means a powerful friend will come to help me. The number 8 then curls its swan neck around the dark mulch. I will become more independent. I feel the ache behind my shoulder blades where 3 gray feathers hang, stitched into a blood-caked triangle of knots and molting skin. The friend will be the man I become here when I turn into a gorilla. I work in Henrietta, Oklahoma, where my mother is from. I came here aimlessly, finding her eyes in the road signs. Scraps of her pajamas fly in the windstorm-streaked cotton seeds. I answered an ad for the carnival and thought it might help my acting to remember swallowing fire or walking a tightrope along a cool, empty skyline. Instead, I was the featured attraction in the enclosed burlap tent. People came to watch thick animal hair burst from my tender skin to see my serene face turn into scowling leather. The man with pins in his cheeks and neck speaks to me in a low whisper. I nod from the cage, adjust my bikini, and suddenly, horribly, catch on fire. The swimsuit peels in a ribbon of flame, pulling skin of thorns across me. My eyes boil, I growl and rip at the bars. The lights drop then when the pierced man leads me from the stage, beyond the blurred blank faces. I spend most of my time with Fatima in her tent of embroidered moons that drags like a tattered hem along the dirty fairground. I set her hair in pin curlers and rollers while she stares moodily at her crystal ball. I wondered what she saw in there. I had always imagined it was a spectral television where ghosts push their hollow limbs against the curve of glass, writing threats in viscous ink. She says she goes into a trance when she looks into it. It is a chilly moon, beached in white sea sand, a pink shell clasping a pearl. It is really her pupil, a sightless black hole in the dry, creased earth. And as she feels the bumps on my head, finding portents there, scars and rips of light, I tell her that Lee cut my hair off one day in April when I was sleeping under the dryer, dreaming about Ryan. My husband told him to watch me as if I was an oil painting, a cosmetic sun. We fell in love instead. He had hairdo dolls of me lined up into rows, their target eyes shadowed in oily rainbows. This love is buried by the purple tide where I left him. The fat wire rolls of my hair tumble to the floor, severed by flashing metal bites. They extend tawny feelers and hover in the stucco firmament of our sky-black ceiling. I see myself still, framed by a corona of light bulbs sheared to the scalp. He smashed my statues and tore up my photographs. I am an Orpheus in diamonds, on my hands and knees, picking at pieces of myself. Her voice is a heavenly belt, a zodiac that moves and hypnotizes me. My thoughts leak the beads of sugar in the flat mouths of wedding cake boxes. When I put it under my pillow, I dreamed I had lived in a laboratory filled with cages and cauldrons, the skin of the rats pulled off easily. But I can't breathe when their ridged tails tighten around my neck, leaving a pendant of sewer water. Fatima says, it means I have lost a friend. Little claws in my hand, the faint rustle of eyelid as I left the chapel, an angel's wing made of baby's breath pinned in a blood-stained scrapbook. Her lodestone nudges my scalp as she raises my memories, all of the dead. My torn impressions stumble up or prodded with her magic wand. Her crimson smile is a bewitching ointment to my chills and fever, a compelling powder, a spell-breaking incense. She burns it in a mojo bag when I walk through the woods to the water, naming trees and flora, and making the world begin. I see his face in its sheer blue dress. He frowns, wishing I could return. He concentrates on the three coffins of lead, pewter, and ivory. My hair waves inside, filaments of seaweed curve like hot magma. My lava mouth and volcanic eyes, his hesitation is the peaceful space around me, here by the shore where I reach up starfish arms to hold the night's rich flannel sleeves. There are vultures in the air whose tufted chins wave as they ascend. They surround me tonight as I fasten my hooks and clasps, dropping bones on the rocks and beating their vain tail feathers. I wait in the spotlight, listening to the tin jungle music, the painted drums and lion's paws, painting vines and arms of bracelets. My friend fumbles with his ape head and pats my hand. I see his rubber palm cover mine and think fleetingly of my monstrous head, a silicone temple, a hanging garden, the crashing skull of Anne Boleyn, the girl of Linwood, Kansas. She copied my hair, and on Valentine's Day, her friend poured nitric acid on her scalp. The hated mass slid to the floor like blonde love potion. Her neck and shoulders blaze, her collar of burns. Her head, when I touch it, is the prim lace rimming red velvet. I hear someone scream when the lights dim. The screen slowly moves down, covering me with a film of simian limbs and furled violet lips. I slip back into the dressing room and realize that it is time for me to leave. The orange fall is here. My hair hangs to my shoulders in long yellow plumes. I erase my face with brilliant makeup and ask Fatima to arrange a party. She promises to sew me a gown from the Tarot Empress, who walks softly, brandishing an ornate scepter. A strapless formal with an orchid corsage, phalanged chiffon that fills the room as we bow our heads to the seance. A candle flickers when she asks my life to come forward to possess her voice. At first there is only labored breathing, but then a static squall begins and her face melts into a collage. Lee chastises me and Ryan's tongue splits and pleads. They tell me to come back. They flush in shame for me. In this swelling circle, the fat man in the satin briefs, the pinhead boy, the gorilla, the pinhead lady, the snake charmer, and me. This group will recede in a gem in a setting that I will draw courage from when I lie on my round waterbed, covered by the gaudy armature of their strength and beauty. The voices stop, are pulled like a sheaf of scarves, a twitching rabbit from my ears. And Fatima holds my face in her oracular hands and speaks, "He which testifieth these things saith, Surely, I come quickly. My eyes are wet, black signet hoods, but even so, I look homeward with her. Good evening. You're listening to Audio Text on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am JC Peters, and at the beginning of this show, I was reading a poem by Lynn Crosby from her collection Queen Rat, New and Selected Poems. The poem is dedicated to Farrah Fawcett, and since we lost Farrah earlier this year, I thought it would be nice to do a kind of a tribute poem, although I don't think that the character in that poem is literally meant to be Farrah Fawcett. Think poetically. So, I'm away this week, so I don't have any listings for you at the beginning of the show, but I do recommend if you're interested in going to check out some of the local literary events around Vancouver, you just go check out thestraight.com. They have a lot of good arts listings there, or vancouverpoetryhouse.com, which also has a lot of really good stuff to do with poetry. This show, Audio Text, is all about Canadian writing. We generally play a lot of spoken word recordings, usually poetry, but short stories are also more than welcome, some theater, whatever Canadians are coming up with in the literary sense these days. And I do encourage you guys, if you have any ideas, things you want to hear, whatever interviews, please do just contact me at audiotechcitr@gmail.com. I'd be more than happy to hear from you and do my best to accommodate that request. That being said, today we have sort of a diverse show for today. Most of the poets are from Vancouver, but some of them are not, and I just wanted to give a little bit of that feeling of Canadian writing, which is that there's not necessarily that much continuity. People in Canada are from all kinds of different places. They have so many different experiences of life, and you can focus on specific themes that Canadians come up with, but generally they're such individual people. And what I love about it is how unique they are, because they're not necessarily following the tradition of their nation. They're following something else, or maybe just their own path. So I thought I would play just some various stuff that I've been hearing over the past few months that I thought was really good, and now I want to share it with you guys. Coming up first, Ritalin, a poet from Ottawa, doing his piece Fruit Farms.
Took away the right to unionize our people. Oh, I say the dignity in that dimension. attention. But then they add the injury to their insults. Canada must sign the Migrant Workers Convention. And though our labor adds to your prosperity, we can never seek to be citizens at all. What happened if the migrants all can work on your fruit farms? We want justice. Come join in our call. Coming from the fruit farms, from the fruit farms, from the fruit farms of Niagara. From the fruit farms, from the fruit farms, from the fruit farms of Niagara. From the fruit farms, from the fruit farms, from the fruit farms of Niagara. Oh, Canada, hear our pleas. Please, Canada, hear our pleas.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
That was Ritalin from Ottawa. Next up, Isabel Ram.
On Sunday morning, ghosts lingered across the newspapers scattered throughout this city like fallen leaves and forgotten petals. On Sunday morning, I accompanied him half-dressed at the kitchen table. We talked about lost treasures. On Sunday morning, he asked me what I wanted to be. I told him, I want to be a dancer. Because I am certain that I could watch my footsteps for a living. I am certain that I could count my pulse like seconds on a clock. I am certain that I can move the ground underneath me without even walking. On Sunday morning, with a turquoise birthstone dangling between my breast, he made love to me. But I was as quiet as cutlery in my fingertips at 1 a.m, and I cried because the slivers in my foot reminded me of someone else. On Sunday morning, his nipples were no longer the pink of happiness. Instead, they were the pink of shame. So I crawled back into my dress and left. On Sunday morning, I tied flowers to my wrist, giving life to my scars, giving beauty to my faults. On Sunday morning, a homeless man called me his girlfriend. But I didn't correct him, didn't prove him wrong, because in his eyes I saw that moment was the closest he had come to reality in days. On Sunday morning, you called me and asked me where I was. I told you. Scattered all over the 7 floors of the Central Library. Follow me. Find me.
And a short story by Gary Thomas Morse.
The story is called Salt Chip Boy, and it takes place in Vancouver in the year 2088, and therefore the language is slightly different from our own. White lunch. Neon onion, Hulk, soft focus, bullet of dive, lobe feed redux of colorless green, apple sleep furious, swilling blades, seahorse and ovaltine, infect, budded jollity, gardens haunted, unorked swamping, circuit scouts and head wipers plugged into retro skull space, hunting beam. Dig levy, base salary, 8K, pyramids of inventory, 38K, prism, wreck, digisong, intangible. K-on visor, primal, feral, marine, transjects, gray faces all glowed up by mimeographs, total hardware, slim line and swarty prime, muses censored over. Honor, they handle me Akmod. Searches tag, pneumatic and antique music, scourge of Westville, engage presently, Akmod wiretapped K. Excruciate. Baroque device, Antonio, avec sommaire, or mayhap Monsieur Désir, an eternal manifest, audio SD, Manzo Quains, K wafted off, extra temporal. Oh, skulked Akmod, was toffee in transit? K hivered, Akmod was split nap, chip diluted in the signal masses. K tremored blue screen, arc swap reeled both visor of Akmod hazed, case of image famine. Akmod oblong edge of unspawned desiccant arrived from chip, chant of anti-log and log rhythms. Tempo K grooving with Weezook factory spaz, fingery flat and a sharp minor, a minute from Johnny S. Park. K audioed preludium drop. drops of lost rain, pellucid and echoes of empty, chromatic levy, then tonic return, A inverted. Woman like stone, frag free to plash, F sharp progress in pulmones, meditatio, crueness, diva self, digits autoplank, soft, purr, she rerun. Subject creeps F sharp to C sharp, inexorable sync. Double clock, two notes countersing. Climax, then reiterate. Sublime, mellow West Villager. F, ad hoc K, F and subdwells. Trans Jackson, Hulk's raided handle. Akmod rizzled. F sharp on account, she fingered. Sublime, nay subliminal. Token upset. Up, upload, consensual portage. Transject set interrupt. Avert that wire, hoard a scan, blue box that blank and handle tiff taff. Akmod clustered and blinged in sober mega mimeograph. Prick up Jeff, treat this arc style wise. Or access minor Schoenberg on cotton candy wide load. Or twisted rib sonata. Strikes temporal for Ludwig, mega reap, seven, allegretto. K projected quietus, other limb hooked and threaded into mega vox of Akmod, chords twizzled cells, and vox subsistered. Amicus, uncover pit proximate, F sharp key and signature validate, rebate while quantitude lingers.
I love that story, and I couldn't really tell you why, because I have no idea what it's about, and I just love the kind of slightly confused clapping at the end of that piece. But, I mean, part of what I liked about it is that sometimes words are just cool, and I feel like maybe if you were reading it on the page, it would be more clear what words they were supposed to approximate and what kind of language he was kind of speaking. But at the same time, it's really a pleasure to hear Gary Thomas Morris's voice and the way he kind of performs these nonsensical words. Or, I mean, they have sense within their context, but it's a pretty hard thing to grasp when you're just listening to it in the moment. So that's something just completely different that I thought I would share with you guys. But in case that was too confusing enough, I have another piece by Daniel Mark Patterson coming up right after these announcements.
Sea salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping. Red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, hip, hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
Oh, dear. Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Sheet stain comes sunrise. That is why in the car
smoky glances will tighten the fit in my crotch. I do not deny this. Yet, I can't have you. Despite myself, I can't tear off your clothes, bury myself like a newborn in your breast, then dive merman deep. I can't bend you over to sensationally slam you for hours, screaming your name, our bodies wriggling to pretzel, perfect. Resting.
Daniel Mark Patterson, Canadians are amazing, and he is one of those amazing Canadians who write hilarious poetry that everyone loves listening to. I should have played that on the erotic show I did recently, but it's always around. It's never too far when you've got a poetry show with J.C. Peters. So just to close out, I'm going to read a couple more pieces from Lynn Crosby's Queen Rat, New and Selected Poems. This is from her previous book, Villanelle. Betty and Veronica. Today was a day like any other. I stayed in my room and burned incense, love me fairy cones, and dreamed about Veronica. I saw her black hair, its streaks, lapis lazuli, and the crown of ash. I thought jealously of her small hands and his, of the squash-colored stains at the nape of her neck, where his cold lips embellished her beauty. His ankles are pale beneath the vine, the abrasions are cactus flowers, scorpions, these shapes corrupt her memory. I saw her when she kneeled beside him, held her veil against him, and Veronica irons her religion to her sleeves and pockets. His sorrowful face is golden, luminous, a decal on each ensemble. She laminates every tear with clear nail polish and tells me I know nothing about love. She says these are the days of vengeance and is suspended when she throws stones through the classroom windows. I want to kiss her. I am desperate, but she denies me this betrayal. I am reduced to staring at my idol when she passes me in the streets. Once I saw her at a perfume counter, spraying her wrists with an atomizer of Shalimar. Her serene eyes were clouded with mystery, and that night I left lilies on her doorstep. Her delicate feet are a garland of flowers, a string of pearls and platform sandals, an altar. I pin my prayers to a photograph of her. She is burning money and her arms are spread open. She is bleached by the light of the sun. I pray she will come to me tonight and bless my body with her hot breath and cruel mouth. I am lost inside of her as her spirit becomes flesh, generous and sweet. I hear her walking in the grass, circling the garden below. She calls me to join her and tells me how she hates me. His impression, soulful and cryptic, rejects me too, but I reach for her still, for her faithless heart, and we fall to the earth, struggling and wild with desire. That poem was called Betty and Veronica. For anyone who'd ever had that fantasy about the two of them together, there's the poem for you. Also, in case you hadn't heard, Archie is getting married to Veronica. It's quite scandalous, really. When I heard, I was a bit devastated, so we'll have to see what happens with that. In any case, we don't have any more time for more Lynn Crosby. I may read her again on the show, though. She's a really great writer from Montreal and Toronto. Again, the name of that book is Queen Rat, New and Selected Poems, published by Nancy Press. So this comes to the end of our show, Audio Text, on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver with JC Peters. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at audiotextcitr at gmail.com, or go to my website, jcpeters.ca, or you can go to the CITR website and you can always podcast Audio Text from there. I also have a Facebook group. I email out the podcast every week, so if you're like, yes, this is an amazing show, I want to hear it all the time, except that you forget things a lot, then you should join that Facebook group and I will take care of it for you. So there you go. That's the end of my piece. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll be back next week. Coming up, more from the Josh Joplin Group.
Perfection, every song I've ever sung that was wrong, and I wanted something from every person I've ever loved that was wrong. And I've changed, I've reconsidered everything. I'm fine now, oh, I'm fine now. Laid the barrel in my mouth, and everything I've got before, I won't.
Hey, this is Randy Randall from No Age. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot.
Canadian Way. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, cable 102, and on the world wide webs at CITR.ca. Check out our Smoke a New website. It has pretty much everything you ever need. CITR right there, all in one place. My name is Spike. I'll be with you until 8 p.m. bringing you the best in new independent Canadian music from coast to coast. Be sure and stay tuned. Today's program is going to feature debuts from Roll Muck, We Are Wolves from Montreal, Girl in the Machine, Friendly Rich, Everly, Ox, of course, the band featuring Mr. Mark Browning. They have now relocated out east and finally released their sophomore full-length CD, which is called Burnout, so stay tuned for that. That's going to be great. As well as stuff from Stalwart's The Dead Cats. This is like their umpteenth album. The Nix Dixons, Feral Children, and Devil Eyes. As well as something from former Montrealers, now based out of Toronto, Do Make Say Think, from their epic new CD, Other Truths. We'll be listening to a track from that, and you'll understand what I mean by epic. But we're going to get today's program started with a local band that everyone's jumping on the bandwagon of ever since their song.